Let there be some mystery. I really enjoy the sense of mystery. Perhaps it's the urge to look beyond the veil, you know, to understand the essence of what we perceive with our senses, to use the sixth sense, intuition. A similar thing about mystery had happened in mathematics about 100 years ago. Two mathematicians, Bertrand Russell and Alfred Whitehead, proposed a way to formalize all of mathematics, so you could prove if something was true or not mechanically. However, Kurt Gödel soon thereafter showed that some things were true even though they were not provable. This was called the incompleteness theorem. Thus, there was a mystery to logical systems, where some things are true, some things are false, and some things are actually undecidable. I revel in the mystery. Can my mind, my thought, my consciousness actually alter physics? Why is there a placebo effect at all, if I don't have such power? Can we make the placebo effect even stronger, at least for some people? The Japanese have a word ma, M-A, that means roughly being conscious of what is in between or around. Sort of what you're not noticing, but is really there. Like the empty space around a flower arrangement, or a pause in speaking. I like this idea a lot. They account for it in business and daily life. Let me sense beyond my senses. Why does light behave as a particle if you look at it, and behave like a wave if you don't? It knows I'm looking at it. I love to live in the mystery.